Welcome to the Jerry Bader Show. My name is Greg Belfridge, filling in for Jerry today. Jerry returns on Monday. If you've just joined us, we're talking about tattoos this morning after the president mentioned his daughters and the issue of tattoos yesterday on the Ellen Show. I know I've got a 17-year-old son, and he and I have gone around on the issue of tattoos. So we're asking this morning how you deal with your kids when it comes to tattoos. Give us a call, 888-455-1360. Got an email from Gary who said, I've never seen a tattoo that would receive a passing grade in a high school art class. Have you? Also, how many tattoo recipients would take an exact replica of their ink and hang it on their living room wall? My guess is the number would be very low and decline as the mean income of the recipient increases. Gary, thanks for the email. If you want to send us a note, you can do so through the regular show email. Let's get back to your calls. We've got Steve in Green Bay. Hi, Steve. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say I have 4 tattoos, and I have 3 kids, a 13-year-old boy, 14-year-old daughter, and a 17-year-old son. And our 17-year-old wanted to get a tattoo. And what we did is we took him down to the local artist. He found what he wanted. And what we actually did was we took him down to somebody who could airbrush that tattoo on and in the place where he wanted it. And we said, you have to wear this for a week. And if you still want it, we'll go ahead and get you one. And he works for a local grocery store, and they made him cover it up and things like that. And he realized that the tattoo that he wanted, you know, he still wanted it, but not in the location. So when the little trial was over with, we took him down. He got his tattoo, and he absolutely loved it.
Have you ever had anybody make negative comments to you about your tattoos or about letting your kids get tattooed?
At the start, yes, but I have a couple of heritage and religious tattoos. So, everyone usually asks me, what they stand for and what the meanings are and language about them. But other than that, no. And I have mine, out of my arms, and I got some on my back and things like that. And, the only questions I ever get is, what are the meanings of them?
Very interesting. Steve, thanks so much for sharing your story. Great to hear from you. Give us a call, 888-455-1360 is the number to the Jerry Bader Show. Judy in Sheboygan Falls. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I never called the show before, but I had to call. I got a tattoo on my arm. It was a present from my daughter for my 75th birthday.
You were 75 when you got your first tattoo? Did I understand that correctly? You were 75 years old when you got your first tattoo?
Yes.
What made you want to get one?
I'm sorry?
What made you decide to go ahead and get one?
It was on my bucket list. And I just
Can I ask what you got? What did you get for your tattoo and where did you get it placed?
It's a beautiful blue butterfly. It's about an inch and a half long, and it looks like it's actually taking off in flight because of the shadowing, and it's on the top of my left forearm, halfway between the wrist and the elbow. So it's very visible besides.
Now, you said you put this on your bucket list. What made you decide that this was something you wanted to do, Judy?
Well, just because it was different and I could.
Well, sure. I'm just curious, because it seems like after 75 years, it just kind of took me by surprise. That wouldn't have been a choice I would have thought of. I'm not criticizing it. I mean, you're obviously very proud of it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And
now, what did your friends or family said anything to you about it?
A couple people looked at me. My own sister, my kids put it on my Facebook page so everybody could see it when I had it done. And my own sister sent me a message, why? And she was very upset with me. And I just texted her back, why not?
Now, and when you were younger, did you ever have feelings about tattoos? Did you maybe not like them? Did you change your mind, or is it something you always wanted to do?
My brother was in the Navy, and he had a beautiful anchor on his upper arm. And I was, as a small child, I'm quite a bit younger than he is, thought that was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen in my life. So all these years later, I decided, why not? So I did it.
Well, good for you. I like your spirit and your attitude, Judy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. I'm always flattered when somebody picks up the phone and calls a show for the very first time. Thank you so much. Let's get back to more of your calls here. 888-455-1360 is our number. We're talking tattoos, and especially with kids. How do you handle tattoos with your kids? Richard in the town of Texas. Richard, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. And tattoos probably weren't as big an issue when my kids were small. I'm in my 70s, and I was not in favor of my kids having tattoos. My son went away to get in the Navy and got a tattoo. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. It's a tattoo that honors his service in the military. It's something to be proud of. But I have a stepson. He got a tattoo on his neck. And he was supposed to go on a job at the airport. When he got to the airport, they saw a tattoo and said, nope, I work here. So he lost the job as a result of that tattoo. So sometimes when kids are immature and not really understanding the implication of what's going to happen in the future, it's a bad time to make such a decision. I say, no. When kids are out of home, living on their own, they want a tattoo to make their own decisions, that's fine.
Yeah, see, I feel very much like you do, Richard. Kids don't see the consequences. And, you know, we were talking about this a little bit in a different vein yesterday as we were talking about the 9-year-old kid and the My Little Pony backpack that he had worn to school and wound up getting bullied as a result. And a number of callers yesterday said the parent should have stepped in. The parent should have told him ahead of time, hey, listen, is this the right choice? How might other kids react? That's the job. That's the role of a parent, I think, is to provide that experience, that life experience, and a different perspective for our kids. And sometimes, you know, you have to say no sometimes as a parent. And a tattoo is one of those things where I have said no. Once you're 18, then you can make that decision. Hairstyles, now that's a battle I'm not willing to fight. I let my kids get their hair cut the way they want. It'll grow back. You can change the color. It'll come back, you know. So that's a battle where I've said, you know what? I've got good kids. I'm not willing to fight that battle. I'll let them get their hair cut the way they want. But a tattoo, yeah, it'll cost you a job. And that's a real life lesson for a young person. 888-455-1360 is the number. 888-455-1360. Anne in Green Bay. Hi, oops, we lost Anne. We lost Ann. Give us a call. We've got room on the switchboard for you. 888-455-1360. Again, hairstyles. I'll go back to my son, who was a great kid. And he had, from the time he was maybe, I kid you not, I bet 5 or 6 years old, he wanted a mohawk. And my son was at my wife and I, and I'm telling you, I don't know how many times a year, we said no to a mohawk. He's 5 years old. He doesn't understand. You know, he thinks it's cool. He's five. He doesn't know any better. So the answer was no. And he'd come back and he'd ask for a mohawk and we'd say no. And this happened for year after year after year. And we finally now we're closing in on high school. And he's in high school. He's a sophomore in high school when this happened. And he's back again and he says, I want a mohawk. Can I get a mohawk? Well, now he's going into high school, and my wife and I had a conversation, and we said, you know what? Now he's old enough, at least mature enough, to be able to deal with it, and we allowed him to go get the mohawk, and it was an education for him. He thought in the way that people responded, because my son doesn't do anything halfway. My son is very much like me. If he's going to do something, he goes in full steam. So when he's going to do it, he's doing it. So he gets this mohawk and he spikes this thing up. I'm telling you, I know it was well over 6 inches high, maybe even longer, in this mohawk he's wearing. It's a real education for him in the reactions that he got from other people that I don't think he was expecting. A lot of judgmental looks and reactions, you know, and people would see him, and of course, and I'm sure, and it doesn't bother me because I'm a very confident kind of person. I'm sure there are people who looked at him and thought, "What in the world is going on with that kid's parents? Who are that kid's parents?" You know, and I'd run into people, he'd be with me, and I'd run into people I'd know, and they'd look at me, and they'd look at him, and they'd think, what in the world? Because I'm one of the most conservative guys, whether my dress and the way I present myself. I'm just very conservative, and my son, he's just real bold. But it was a real learning experience for him. But you know what? Guess what? His hair is back now. He's wearing what is very close to a military cut. Normal colored hair, great looking kid, and he got a very valuable life experience. So in that case, that was a battle we weren't willing to fight. I thought it made sense to let him go ahead and get the mohawk, and guess what? He's back wearing his regular hairstyle and looks great, but you can't do that with a tattoo. Getting it removed is a big problem. 888-455-1360 is the number. Kevin from Red Granite. Hi, Kevin. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, my tattoo story started when my son was a little kid. He had a pencil in his hand all the time, drawing pictures, drawing artwork. He designed school T-shirts and stuff, and he got his first tattoo at 18, and that evolved into an apprenticeship, and he now is a tattoo artist down in Milwaukee.
I have a lot of respect for some of these guys. I think, unlike the email that we got earlier, some of these tattoo artists and what they can do is absolutely incredible.
Oh, his artwork is amazing, not just because he's my son, but he's an amazing artist. And I got my first tattoo at age 51. That was a birthday present. He tattooed both of his sisters and all his friends. And he did actually do a gal that did American Idol a few years back from Milwaukee, who performed on American Idol, and his tattoo was actually on TV that he did.
Now, were you always open to tattoos, or did your opinion change a little bit because of your son?
I was never against tattoos. I had friends that had them, and my uncle had them, and to me and my son, he always talked about, he loves doing a tattoo that means something. When a customer comes in, a paying customer comes in and just wants a gecko or a frog or something that has no meaning, it's hard for him to do it. He'll do it, but if you come in with a story or a relative, and they ask my son to design it, he's in glory. Yet that is the greatest thing, when he can design and put something on somebody.
Yeah, I really do think I've watched some of this. I am fascinated by it, I must say. And I've watched some of these shows on television where they follow the really gifted tattoo artists, and it is an art. There's no question about it. And some of these guys can freehand. It's absolutely amazing, the beauty of some of those. It's just, I would never choose to have one. Eugene in Sheboygan. Hi, Eugene. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Thanks, Eugene.
Now, I want to change the tone about this just a little bit. Now, I'm only 31. I do have a tattoo. I got it based off of pretty much every child that does something when they turn 18, out of rebellion because their parents told them not to. My 17th birthday, I went in there, got it designed, paid for it, went in the next day. Or excuse me, my 18th birthday, the day before, I got it paid for, went in, and the next day got it done. My mom hated it. Same with my ear pierce. She hated it. She couldn't really do anything because I was technically grown. Now, what I want to change up is, no one's really saying anything about the origin of the tattoo and how it meant, you know, ownership and the slavery of it. And it's like the same thing with the branding and everything. That all ties together. Now, with my children, I would never in my lifetime allow my child to get one. Like me signing it, when you're 18, you make your own decisions. I just like with anything in life. As a parent, you tell them your opinion. You tell them what's right and wrong about it, and they make their decisions when they become of age to make their own decisions. So like I said, as my children get older, I'm explaining to them from the beginning of where the tattoos came from, and why I feel like I don't even want mine. When I can afford to take mine off, I will. You know, so. You know, that's how I want to switch it up. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a great point. And honestly, it's one that had not even occurred to me. So I'm glad you brought it up. You and I are seeing things similarly in that I think it's a decision you let your kids make when they're old enough to do it. As a parent, I've drawn the line there. My wife and I have said, no tattoos. We're not going to, and that's a firm line. That's not open to negotiation. Like I said, some battles I'm not willing to fight. Hairstyle, that's one thing, because the hairstyle can come back. You can change your hair later if you don't like it. A tattoo, it's there to stay. There are repercussions of that. Totally agree. Great call. Thanks so much, Eugene. We'd love to hear from you. 888-455-1360 is the number. My name is Greg Belfrich, and you're listening to the Jerry Bader Show.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.